It's showtime and draft day, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday. We are live at one of my favorite places, the Nashville Super Speedway. They have a cool event that we will tell you about, Wheels and Heels. We'll have a little bit of racing flavor and some draft flavor here today. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier is back at the studios. What's up, Joe? How you doing?
It's here. It's finally here, man. And so we're excited. It's going to be a fun night to see what happens, what goes on. I still don't think that the Titans take number one. I do not think it happens.
You're just okay.
Until it happens, I won't believe it. After watching the Cam Ward Instagram story last night when he said, watch out, Nashville or New York, I'm coming to you, or whatever he said last night. Why did he toss New York into that?
Okay, I did watch that, but I don't know. Maybe that was old. I'm telling you.
He's walking into the draft meeting yesterday.
I'm telling you.
I don't think it's happening, man.
I don't think it's happening.
Anyway, we'll find out tonight at what time? 6? 6:30?
Our pregame show, or our draft show begins at 6. But it'll be 7-ish,
seven-ish.
I think, when everything.
The Titans are on the clock. Yeah, what's funny is the Titans have evidently made up their mind, Cam Ward. They're still going to take all 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, because the NFL's going to tell them to.
Yeah, it's like 14:30, put your pick in.
We have 7 commercials we got to get in.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, it'll be fun. If he takes you, then you go forward. But, man, so last night I'm thinking of scenarios in my head. They trade with the Giants. Giants send the Titans, Russell Wilson. You get their third pick. You take Abdul Carter. You take their second and third rounders. And then you get some edge rushers and receivers. And now you got 6 players, the top 110 or whatever it is. And this team looks completely new. And you run it with Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Well, and look, they we're going to call him Uncle Mike, Mike Borgonzi. I mean, he gave us a pre-draft present last night with the signing of Tyler Lockett. So wide receiver Tyler Lockett, who's a veteran receiver, signs a 1-year deal. It's $4 million, could be worth up to $6 million with incentives. And he will join the Tennessee Titans.
The Titans receiving has become the Del Boca Vista of NFL receiver. Retired, washed-up wide receiver somehow, some way, ends up in Tennessee. It is the absolute – I don't get it. I don't know why, what they're trying to accomplish, but it just – I saw the news last night. I'm like, great. They might as well sign you. So you got Tyler Lockett. He'll come in last year and be gone. Right. To me, that's a no signing at all. I'm not even worried about that. But we'll see what happens tonight. I'm just hoping against hope, man, that they trade out of number one and go on. But here's the good news. At 10 o'clock today, we have former University of Miami defensive coordinator Lance Guidry, who went against Cam Ward every day in practice for 2 years. Every single day went against Cam Ward. We'll get Coach Guidry's thoughts on Cam Ward and facing him. And perhaps, Chaser, perhaps my mind will be swayed after we talk to Coach Guidry at 10.
I hope so. I mean, they're going to draft him tonight. He's going to be introduced tomorrow, and you're going to come on. I still don't know if they're going to take Cam Ward at number one. Like, Joe, he's under contract.
I know.
No, that'll be good. Well, it'll be cool to have Coach Guidry on and get his thoughts on facing Cam and the things that he can bring. And, look, I mean, it's just – it's here. Oh, my gosh. Good morning, draft day. What do y'all think if the Titans trade back in the first, and what will it take? They're not trading back. They're just not.
But just, Tom, you're just – hold on. You get a little that they might do this and might do that. You got to keep, a little hope there that they do. I mean, I don't know. When he dropped the New York thing last time, I'm like, why is he bringing up New York?
Yeah.
Why is he talking about New York in his Insta story drafted? And that just wasn't a slip of the tongue. He's like, hello, Nashville, New York. I was like, what?
Was it like that scene from The Simpsons when is it Aerosmith? Hello, St. Louis.
No, it's
Springfield.
It's the guys from
Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap. Yeah. He turns the guitar over.
Yeah.
You call it Springton.
Spring.
Hello, Springton. Yes.
But again, we're live today at the Nashville Super Speedway. They have a charity event for Wheels and Heels, is what it's called. And we'll have our good friend Katie Myers has put it all together. She's going to join us. Driver Noah Gregson's going to be here as well. Jamie Little from Fox Sports is going to stop by. We'll get their thoughts on NASCAR and, of course, the draft. I mean, we have to ask everybody about the draft today on this Thursday. So we're excited to get things going. So the Tyler Lockett signing, I when Teron was in for you on Monday, we were talking about that they, you know, it would be good to go find that veteran receiver signing like they've done the last few years. They got DeAndre Hopkins, who was good, you know, his first year. Tyler Boyd never, it looked like, it, you know, he had lost a step and it didn't quite work out. Lockett's on the decline, but he had, I think, 49 catches for 600 yards last year. If you got 500 yeah. yards out of him.
All right.
Like, I'm fine with that.
At $4 million? Come on, man.
Dude, $4 million's cheap.
This franchise is – I mean, let's go back. Moss in 2010, Julio Jones in 2021, Andre Johnson in 16. They brought back Justin McCarron, who's not on that level, but after he had left and gone to the Jets and come back and did nothing. I mean, this is where receivers come to die. I don't get it. I'd rather, you know, get my money in some up-and-coming prospect of something that's out there instead of this guy. I don't know, man. Now you got Van Jefferson, you got Calvin Ridley, you got
– Well, you have a bunch of guys that aren't – you know. But if
yes.
they've taken a little pressure off themselves because they don't necessarily have to pick a receiver at 35 now. I still want them to. But if the edge rusher's there and they like the edge rusher better, then they can do that. But I still would like to see them get a receiver in the top 100 picks if they can swing that. And then in an ideal world, you would have Ridley, drafted receiver, Lockett, and then everybody else.
Okay. All right. I mean,
you've basically, in my mind, you've upgraded from a yardage standpoint over NWI. But obviously, NWI had a ton of touchdowns last year. But maybe Lockett in this offense can be your red zone threat.
Why couldn't they just keep him?
I mean, because they don't like to pay people. Just ask Derek.
It'd been
both
just
Derek.
So fine, man. But no, they didn't do that. So I don't know. We'll see what happens tonight. It should be fun. I don't know, man. Just getting that draft, coming out with a couple good edge rushers and gobble up draft capital, but they're not listening to me. I still think there's something there, man.
You know what's really funny? That there are so many people, and Jared's probably leading the charge, but there's so many people that are like, all right, let's see what the Titans do. You know, they're probably taking Cam Ward. What's Vrabel going to do it for? What are the Patriots going to do? Like, what's Vrabel going to do? Is Vrabel going to go get the tackle with small hands, or, you know, is he going to get the edge rusher? Like, what's he going to do?
Oh, yes.
Because I think if Carter's still there, which is a big if at this point, but if Abdul Carter's there at four, that is such a Vrabel pick.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely is. The Giants got 34, 65, and 99, man. You could swing their first round. You swap first rounders and gobble up their 34, 65, and 99. If you could pull that off, would you do that?
All right, say it again.
So the Giants, if you flip-flop 1 and 3, then you get their 34, 65, and 99. So you're picking, you'll have five guys in the top 100. Five in the top 100.
I mean, yeah. If they would do that, I would probably do that.
You would absolutely do that.
Like, that's – but, I mean, again, thinking realistically, it's probably not going to happen. So.
Okay.
I'm sorry to throw water on your
theory. No, that's fine.
Theory,
you can be a, you know, you can be that way.
Be a what?
Be a jerk. That's okay, though. I don't mind.
615-737-1025. Is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com. You can call or text at any time and weigh in on the draft. And what do you think is going to end up happening? I mean, it's Cam Ward, right? Wes and Hermitage. Okay, I'll answer that off the air. Never mind. Jonathan says, hey, Joe, quit being a Debbie Downer. What else were they going to do? They need receivers.
To keep NWI. Who would you rather have, NWI or Tyler Lockett, when you could have had NWI on this team? You know what he does. All the guy does is catch touchdowns, plays his tail off. But no, you had to let him go, and so now you deal with Tyler Lockett. I'm just saying, the history of old receivers with this franchise is not good. It's not a good record throughout. And I know history, what's in the past. I get all that. But it is something that's happened, though, with Moss and with McCarron's and with Andre Johnson, with Julio Jones and Hopkins. You know, I'm not getting the ball thrown to me. I'm going to go demand a trade. But you all think he's a Hall of Famer. I'm glad he's out of here.
Well, he's not here anymore. Mark in Clarksville, number one, he says, if you guys – there's no guys. This is one guy here. His name is Joe Dubin. If you guys aren't sure about Ward, what makes you think the Giants will give up all of that?
I don't know. I don't know. I hope they do. I really hope they do. Remember, teams think they're a lot smarter than you and I are. They always think they could do this and do that. And nine times out of ten, it bites them in the behind. So if they want to trade up and get Cam Ward and he's the guy, that's fine. Now, someone was like, well, what happens in 12 years when Cam Ward becomes okay, well, he's gone. He wasn't here. I don't know if he could do the same thing here, and he's gone. So what did the draft become so frustrating?
I have a theory.
Okay.
And I don't really have a ton of evidence to back this up, but I have a theory, and I'll tell it to you coming up next. Again, we're at the Nashville Super Speedway today. Their beautiful new media center, by the way. It's amazing. Wheels and Heels is their event. We'll tell you more about that as we go along. It is draft day, 615-737-1025. More coming here on Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 1025-1063, The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025-1063, The Game here on this Thursday. We're at the Nashville Super Speedway, mixing a little racing, a little draft talk. Who's coming up at 10?
Lance Guidry, the former defensive coordinator of University of Miami, will be here to join us. Will be on the phone to join us as well. By the way, that song right there is what the Titans are going to play for Cam Ward tonight when they draft him. He comes back in the big green room. They're going to say, you got the look.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's the one for them tonight to do that. I still hope against hope that they trade and get that draft capital, but I'm done talking about that. But anyway, Lance Guidry will join us at 10 o'clock, and he went against Cam Ward every day in practice for the last 2 years, and we'll see what Coach has to say about facing Cam and what it's going to be like for him at the next level.
We look forward to that and kind of getting that perspective. Here's my theory. My theory on Cam Ward is, and he was a good college quarterback. He was a great college quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think we saw the success he had there. But listening to him talk, kind of seeing the confidence, listening to the organization, maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I just have this weird feeling that he's going to be special. Like it's going to work out.
What is wrong with you?
Again, I might be drinking the Kool-Aid. The two-tone Kool-Aid, but
I think you are.
But I don't know. I just have this funny feeling that he's going to be – that they're finally going to hit on something. And look, stuff – I hope I'm right, too. I think a lot of people hope I'm right. I mean, it's like we're tired of this. And all the stuff that they're saying, you know, I like Borgonzi. Brinker I'm still unsure of. But as all this, you know, if everything plays out the way they're saying that they want it to play out, that, you know, and they're saying all the right things, they're not overspending in free agency, they want to build through the draft, that this is going to be a process, and I 100% buy into that. And if they do it right, then everything should work out. And here's the other thing, and I'm going to be curious to see this with the draft, but if you look at the guys that they've signed in free agency, including Tyler Lockett, there is one very big thing that they all have in common.
I don't know.
They play the games. They don't miss time. Like, if you go and look on the stats, games played, they say 16 or 17.
Okay.
That's good. That's a change from what has been here.
You know what's striking to me about Tyler Lockett? Why didn't Pete Carroll take him for the Raiders?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he tried. Maybe Lockett didn't want to go to Vegas.
Okay. That's, to me, it's like, all right, you played a long time with him. Evidently had a good relationship there. I don't know. To me, that's just a small footnote, what goes on, what's happening here. But they do need receivers, and, you know, hopefully they'll figure some of these out in the draft tonight and tomorrow night and pick some up there. But I don't know. Just a lot to put on a quarterback number one when the failure rate far exceeds or exceeds the success rate on this.
Sure. But, I mean, well, look, you know, and a texter says every year we hear this. Like, I get it. I mean, I – But, like, right. What do you want me to be? Just negative, like, all the time? Like, yeah, he's going to suck just like the rest of them. The whole team's going to suck.
Well, again. I don't think that, but you think he's going to be a huge success. I don't think we're going to see that for a while. Look, we got drunk off Jaden Daniels. He's not Jaden Daniels. You got drunk off C.J. Stroud, but he regressed massively last year. Look, I'd love for Cam Ward to come in here and start game one and light everything up and be that guy. That'd be great. But it just doesn't happen that much. I mean, it does not happen that much. And the fact that the Titans need so much, they need so many players, new opportunity to go out this weekend and get more players when you trade off a quarterback that there's still a lot of consternation about. Nobody's on the same page with this guy. I mean, it's come to the draft experts. They're like, oh, Cam Ward. But, you know, they're not glowing in their assessment of him.
I actually disagree. I think everybody's on the same page in that they're unsure. They don't know what he's going to be.
Okay.
I think – and, look, it's okay to say that. You know, I actually think it's a good thing to say that of, hey, I'm really not sure how this is going to turn out with him, but, you know, we can hope. Hope is not a strategy, as they say.
Hope is the best of things.
It is.
According to Andy Dufresne.
Yeah, that's true.
Hope is a good thing. Probably the best of things.
Nevada Josh says, Tyler Lockett and Calvin Ridley, who's going to be the number one receiver? That's going to be some drama in the locker room considering they both have wanted to be number one but always end up being number two. I don't think there's any controversy at all. I think Tyler Lockett knows his role here. He's not a 1,000-yard receiver anymore. Calvin Ridley still is. You know, that's the other thing, Titans fans, that you may have forgotten. Ridley went over 1,000 yards last year.
Right. Well, I mean, 17
Pollard,
games, you better.
Pollard went over 1,000 yards rushing. So, I mean, they have some pieces there. But, no, I think Lockett, at best, in my mind, should be the three. Like, he shouldn't even be the two. He can play the two, but I still think you got to go address that in the draft. Whether they do it or not, we will see. Chip from Mount Juliet says, Lockett is an established receiver, very consistent, good move.
Okay, but I hope he comes here and does well. The history shows that these guys don't do well when they come here. Chase, pitcher time with this lady.
Oh, don't hit me. Hello.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you. We got our picture taken.
We
like
did.
That.
I know, but you just like smacked the crap out of me.
I wanted you to be on your best behavior and smile. I mean, we'll find out. I mean, this all could go haywire tonight and see what goes on, but it's going to be something. And if they take Cam, look, we've talked about this. He's got to start game one in September. None of this on the bench stuff. Put him out there, let him go and ride with him, and there's your future.
Well, he's going to start game one.
Got to.
And I heard Rex Road say it this morning. I'm going to agree with Rex Road, who will be he and I will be doing the draft coverage tomorrow night from Boomba's in East Nashville. So come hang out with us. You can watch online and listen on the Game Nashville app and Sports Talk 830. But he believes Will Levis will not be on this roster by the end of the weekend. I agree with him. I think Will Levis will be traded at some point during the draft.
Okay.
And,
well,
you know,
see.
You get like a fifth or a sixth either this year or next year and just move on.
If you're trying to give me something and I know you'll take anything, I'm giving you a seventh. I'm not giving you a fifth or sixth.
Well, that's
fine.
I'm
not trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, well, okay. I think they will find a way. Maybe it's conditional. Who knows? But I think Will Levis will be gone.
Well, I mean, good. I mean, we saw what we needed to see here. Now it's you take care of yourself and that's it. And move on and wish you the best of luck as you go forward on this journey.
Well, thank you very much. 615-737-1025. How's your draft going over there? Because you're clearly distracted. No,
I'm just trying to figure out the Giants and the Titans draft. They can put something together here. It's not getting accepted, though. I don't like this. I don't know. We talk about this. I mean, I want some of the chaos. It's just been too easy across the board. And then he drops the New York thing last time. I'm like, wait, what a second? And I go back and watch it again. And was it odd to you? It's odd to me.
Why is it odd to you?
Why are you dropping New York?
I need to go rewatch it again. I think y'all are making too much of this.
He says, hello, soon see you in Nashville or New York. And I'm like, what? What's happening here?
Well, okay, it's kind of like the Titans saying, I guess you'll have to find out on Thursday who we're going to take. I mean, the NFL is like, don't tip the pick. You know, we need the mystery here. You know, we got this big TV special with our partners. So, you know, when you do the video, it could be New York. I mean, it could be Cleveland. Why didn't you say Cleveland?
I mean, right? I mean, if it's all, you know, pretty much set in stone, I don't know.
I'm Bobby, this just ain't
guy.
Right.
I love conspiracies. I like you, conspiracies Hank. That go on. And I just, I mean, again, Chase, there's so many holes in this team. If you stick at one and then 35, then you don't draft again until, you know, 4 months from now, whatever it's after that. I mean, it's just so much to plug in there. And so we'll see what happens. And tonight I'll be yelling when they take him.
You'll be yelling when they take Cam Ward?
Yeah. I'll be in the middle of something that's very important, and I'll be like, oh, my gosh.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you do have something important tonight.
Yeah.
So will you go to the press conference tomorrow and just say, hey, I don't like you. I just want you to know that. You have to earn my trust.
I have nothing against the player. I just think there's so many holes to on this football team, and you have this bag, and you could say, all right, I'm going to give you this, but in turn, I want your four bags to come back to me. My bag's valuable, but I want your four bags given back to me.
Your bag is valuable.
It is.
But what does every football person say all the time? You have to build around the quarterback.
You do. So you think he's a franchise setting Troy Aikman like quarterback?
I don't know, but we're about to find out.
Okay,
and look, the answer can be I don't know.
True, but
I
again,
but again, I don't have to know. They have to at least believe this is our guy we can build around.
Okay,
and if they believe that, then you go for it, and you hope it all works out.
Well, again, at 10, when we have on former Miami defensive coordinator Lance Guidry, who went against him every day for 2 years, we'll be able to ask him questions and see, and maybe my mind will be changed around. Look, I'd love for this guy to come in and be a success because, my goodness, that would set everything. It's not about him. It's about there's so much other things that you've got to fill in. It could take another 2 to 3 years to do that when you could really start working on it this year if you trade that pick and get more picks back in return. That's what I'm saying.
615-737-1025. A lot of you weighing in. On all of this, we will continue the discussion. It is draft day. Thank the good Lord. And we will have, of course, coverage throughout the entire day here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
As we sit here today, what should Titans fans be most excited about with him and what he brings to the table? And what's maybe the biggest area of concern with Cam Ward as he steps into the NFL?
The stuff I think people really love about him, including the guys who coached him, is he's super competitive. He's got real leadership qualities, and he's a playmaker who has high, high level arm talent. Like, he can make any throw, you know, any arm angle, just has a really, really high level ability to make plays. And he's fearless. And I think those things are stuff that people should get excited about. The downside, the one downside with him, I think, is just he can be reckless with the football. There is so much gunslinger in him. There is times, especially I remember watching him last year, early when he got to Miami, you'd watch him and it looked like he was so nonchalant out there just because he has so much confidence in himself. But I think, to me, there is a big gap between him and the other quarterback prospects in this draft. Like, I think he's legitimate top 10 caliber pick who plays quarterback and happened to be a need there. I think it's wishful thinking on if you're going to try to convince yourself that Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart or whoever would be a guy you want to spend a top 10 pick on. It doesn't surprise me that Cam Ward could be a guy who could be the first pick in the draft with his talent set.
That was Bruce Feldman earlier today on Robbie and Rex Road, chasing Big Joe at the Nashville Super Speedway this morning. Draft night tonight. Will Cam Ward go number one overall? I say yes. I think it's pretty official. Joe is holding out hope for chaos because he loves chaos.
I don't know. If this draft trade happens tonight, I will not shut up all day tomorrow.
I probably will just not show up tomorrow. I'll probably just let you guys handle it.
All that.
We're at the Nashville Super Speedway. Dr. Crane's back at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. A lot of good texts coming in. Teddy has an interesting question. Hypothetically, pretend that Amy guaranteed Borgonzi, Callahan, and I guess Brinker that she would give them a 3-year runway to build a Super Bowl team, and none of those guys were afraid of being fired after this season. Do you think they would still take Ward at number one?
Good question. Yeah,
that is a
absolutely.
Really good question.
Absolutely. But what do they always say? Look, Callahan is not Borgonzi's guy. That's always in the back of your mind. Well, yeah. It's not his guy. So that's always going to be there. But that if she said, look, we're going to give this some time to go and we're not going to make any rash firing. But can she do that?
Here's what I – well, yeah, that's a great question. Here's what I think. I don't know this. Here's what I think. And if this theory is true, then I don't think it's a terrible thing. I think when everything went down with Rand, Chad, who she had already put in as her VP of football operations or president of football operations, basically said, look, for this to work, for us to turn this around, we have to hit the reset button. We have to rebuild through the draft. That's how we did it in Green Bay. That's how a lot of teams have done it. Now there's a calculated way to do that, but ultimately that's what we have to do. Borgonzi comes in, interviews. Borgonzi says the same thing. Yep, I was in Kansas City. That's what we started with Dorsey and then, Andy and all that. We built through the draft. We found the quarterback. We built around the quarterback. That's ultimately what we have to do.
All right.
Callahan says the same thing. Hey, I lived it in Cincinnati. We built, around Joe and all that stuff. They then convinced her, you're going to have to be patient and understand that we're not going to spend a ton in free agency. We're going to get guys that we can put with the young quarterback, but we're going to acquire a bunch of draft picks. We're going to build through the draft, and we're going to develop. And she ultimately said, yep, okay, I'm good with it. Now, does she stay patient? I don't know. But if that is, in fact, the theory that they have put out there and have basically said this is the plan, I don't think it's a terrible plan. Now the question is going to be, is this group of Brinker, Borgonzi, and Callahan capable of executing the plan?
Well, they have to be on the same page, obviously, what goes on. I mean, so if they bring in guys and like, all right, Brian, coach him. Here you go. We'll coach him. Callahan's got to have a say in this. Like, All right, is he going to fit the system?
Oh, Callahan has to be the most important part of it.
Yeah. There's so much inside of that what's going on of like, all right, do you like this? Do I like that? Are we together on this? What about this? When you add more people in the kitchen, then you get more suggestions, then there's more just what the hell's going on here. If they can get on the same page, Cam Ward's your guy, get another receiver in off the draft, in 35, build it that way. So, all right, we've got a quarterback now. We got a nice little receiving core going on, and then let's go build this. Offensive line seems to be pretty good going forward. But if Cam is your guy, I mean, you're going to go through camp. I mean, he is everything you need when you start game one. And when you start 1-5, great question that I think Dr. Crane had the other day. If you're 1-5 and it's not going anywhere, what do you do? You're going to pull him out? Are you going to leave him in there? I'd say leave him in there. Look at Aikman's first year. Look at Manning's first year. I mean, they were awful. But they learned and went on and went on. And be patient with it. What if Cleveland would have been patient with Baker Mayfield? I mean, they're not in the situation now.
And I think that's a great example. Because, again, remember we had the question of if Cam Ward turns out to be like Baker Mayfield, would you take that? But Baker Mayfield, had to go other places.
Been on a journey.
Right. It goes back to one thing. I don't care. She's got to be patient with Brinker and Borgonzi because that's who she's put in place. But the guy she really has to be patient with and they have to be patient with is Brian Callahan.
Yeah.
Because you have made your bed now that you're saying he is the coach, that he can develop the quarterback, that he's been a part of it before, that, he's worked with Peyton Manning and Joe Burrow, and I think Baker might have been one of them.
You give him 2 years?
Yes. Okay. You have to.
All right.
You have to. You have no choice because if Wes says if they have another 3-win season, they're all gone again. If you keep doing that, if you keep pulling the plug when things don't go your way right away and you don't get instant gratification, you're going to be on this vicious circle and keep doing this over and over and over and over. You have got to give it time. You have put yourself in this spot. And so now, if you're Amy Adams Strunk and you're the Titans, you have got to be patient and live with this.
Yes.
And if it doesn't work, then yeah, fire everybody. But my thought is, if done correctly, it will work and you can do it. Because here's the other thing. If, let's say, after 2 years, you know, because they realize pretty quickly, yep, we missed on Levis. But, you know, you have the excuse of that was Rand's guy, so it wasn't us. But Levis wasn't the guy, right? If you'll know after, you know, a year and a half. And if he's not, then yeah, that you may not come back from that. But you can also play the go find your next Ryan Tannehill game if you have built around the quarterback correctly. But I also believe if you give him a good offensive line, if you give him receivers to throw to, if you still have a run game, and oh, by the way, you have to really build a good defense, if you do all that, you're probably going to be okay.
Yes. And you get the 2 years. Look, and if it's 2 years and he's out there and that's a pretty bad football team, he's learning. You get,
sure.
You know, I learned more when I got beat up in middle school than anything else I've done in my life. I learned that I'm not getting my ass kicked again. And here's what I'm going to do this, to not have it happen again. So if he goes for the next 2 years and Cam Ward gets bruised and battered, well, I mean, then the new system comes in. He's like, all right, I'm figuring this out now. It's good to go. So if he's the guy, he's the guy. I was going down through every list saying, and he's the guy. Also, somebody said, which is, I think, Cam Ward will be the first true 7-on-7 NFL quarterback that's drafted.
Really?
Because the 7-on-7 hit in the mid-16, 17, 18 when it really took over.
Yeah.
And that's when he was coming up. That's when Cam Ward was coming up. And according to the article, it was like he slayed it at 7-on-7s in Texas.
Yeah, right.
Other places. Problem was, he went to a high school where they ran the ball four times more than they threw the ball. So
yeah, he didn't throw it a lot.
There was not a tape on him. So he goes to these camps, and he lights it up, and people see him. And the head coach, Eric Morris, at Incarnate Word, is like, who is this guy in my camp? And then Cam Ward earned it. He's talented. He earned all this. And now it's to the next level and see what he can do.
And I think that is going to be to his advantage. I really do. We will continue the discussion, 615-737-1025. But coming up next, we're going to tell you a little bit more about Wheels and Heels and why we are here today at the Nashville Super Speedway. Of course, our friends, the race is about a month away. We'll do that coming up next. Nashville's best deal this week is Fog Street Lawn Club, Nashville's premier soccer pub and rooftop. Fog Street Lawn Club offers scrumptious bites, British lawn bowling, and premier soccer pub vibes. Get half off a $30 gift card now at thegamenashville.com/deals and dive into the ultimate rooftop experience. Hey, tune in to 94.9 The Fan as the Nashville Sounds. They're going to play two against the Durham Bulls today at First Horizon Park. Pregame at 5:20. The first pitch for game one at 5:35. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and thegamenashville.com. Sounds baseball on 94.9 The Fan is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. Chase and Big Joe live today at the Nashville Super Speedway. I almost said the old one. The Cracker Barrel 400 race weekend. Got to get used to that. Coming up a month from now, May 30th through June the 1st. Put all that together. It's usually a little later in the summer. But Katie Myers is here. She is the director of marketing here at Nashville Super Speedway and has put on this fun event, Wheels and Heels, presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza, that is going to be happening here in just a few minutes in this beautiful new media center. What's up?
What's up, guys? Two of my favorite people.
So full disclosure, I've known Katie for over almost 15 years. We went to college together at MTSU. We go way back. She watched Joe on TV just like I did, and
she does
a great job now here at the Nashville Super Speedway. So tell us more about this event that you've put together.
Yeah, so Wheels and Heels started just with an idea about a year and a half ago. I came to my friend January at the City Lifestyle magazine in Lebanon, and I said, hey, I want to put on this event focus towards women, and I want to do it at the racetrack. I want to share that there are women working in motorsports, but I also want to encourage, empower, and create community amongst women in Middle Tennessee. And hey, let's raise money for charity at the same time. And January jumped right in. She said, okay, let's do it. So this is our second year. The amount of money that we have raised so far is astronomical. We've raised over $20,000 just in this year alone. Nice. For Speedway Children's Charities. All of that money goes directly back to the children here in Middle Tennessee, and I just could not be more excited for everything that we have just done and the way that we've grown over the last year.
Yeah, and that's Speedway Children's Charities is a big thing with Speedway Motorsports, the parent company of the Nashville Super Speedway, and I know you as a giving person, that's got to be the best part, is being able to give back. Now, I mean, it's a fun event. You're going to have a lot of people here, but being able to give back has to be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's not just giving back to Speedway Children's Charities. It's also giving back to women. You know, I think the charity aspect in all Speedway Children's Charities is Speedway Motorsports.
Well, that didn't work right. That didn't work the way I wanted it to.
Well, it's Katie Byers in stereo.
My bad. Well, I'm trying to set up a camera, and it didn't go
that's
as
okay.
But
so let me ask
go.
You this, Katie. When it's been a success, were you the trepidation starting us out to kind of be like, oh my God, is anybody going to show up? What if two people show up? But it was a success.
That's how I felt last year. I was really, really nervous. Anytime you throw a party, you don't know if people are going to show up. And no, this isn't a party. It's an event, but same concept.
Sure.
You don't know if people are going to show up. And last year, we did it in the garage, and it was full. This year, the event is sold out, and it's been sold out for several weeks now. And so I just could not be more thrilled that so many people in the community have gotten behind the mission to support the children, but also to, again, just encourage and empower women.
Isn't that a great misnomer that women don't care about auto racing? Because if you come out here on race day and I walk through the garage, which is to our left over here, it's packed with women.
Yeah.
Packed.
It's, you know, in Speedway Motorsports alone, we own and operate 11 of NASCAR's tracks. We have so many women on our staff, and that's just considered front office. But yeah, down in the pits, you have women on these teams, and their training is insane. I mean, they're getting up at 4 a.m., they're lifting, they're preparing, because they're back there flinging tires, you know, fueling these cars. It's absolutely insane. And then you look at the broadcast side. Jamie Little is going to be here in a little while. I think she correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she's the only woman that's ever been in the play-by-play booth for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race, and then she's on the pits for the NASCAR Cup Series races. You know, I mean, women are all over this sport, and not to mention the drivers. You've seen Haley Deegan. We've worked with Logan Mizoraka, who's done the ARCA Menard Series. She was here last year. So there are women all over the motorsports industry.
Yeah, and I mean, Jamie's fantastic, because she'll do IndyCar, she'll do NASCAR. I mean, she's done at all. Noah Gragson going to be here as well, who, look, if you watch NASCAR and you're looking for personality, Noah is not missing personality. He certainly has it.
No, and I distinctly remember, gosh, I think it was, 2 years ago, he showed up here with the mullet.
Yep.
He had on just this white jumpsuit, and I mean, my goodness, talk about personality. So I'm super excited. He's going to be here. He's going to give some of our lucky guest pace car laps. Me personally, I don't know that I would want to get in the car with him. I've been in the car with the driver, and I felt like I was on a roller coaster, so I think I would pass, but somebody is in for a thrill.
Do you have to put the full helmet and everything on to get in?
Not a pace car.
Not in the pace
car. Okay, thank
goodness.
Yes,
not like what you guys did.
Good Lord. I think I'm still stuck getting out of that car from 3 years ago.
I think
ago.
Your head is still hanging out.
Oh, it took forever to me to get in and out.
If people that aren't here, if they want to help with Speedway Charities, how can they do that?
Yeah, so they can either go to NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com and find our Speedway Children's Charities link, or they can go to directly to SpeedwayChildrensCharities.org, I believe, and they can find our Nashville chapter and donate that way.
And also, if you don't have your tickets yet, Cracker Barrel 400 Weekend, NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com or 866 Race Ticks, and you can get those tickets. So it's going to be fun with the Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series, all under the lights.
So does that mean, because I'm all about the food, as you know, that race week that Cracker Barrel will have food here in the Media Center?
You know, I'm not going to make any promises.
You can make them.
I'm not going to make any promises.
Make some calls. Right.
But I would venture to say there may or may not be biscuits. Just
okay. Right. We like biscuits. We are a big fan of the biscuits.
But I'll take anything. Cracker Barrel, I'd like to have.
What's your favorite food at Cracker Barrel?
Is it the Uncle Herschel breakfast? Is that what it's called? The
with all the things?
Yeah, all the things. I love that. Yeah. But I will tell you this right now. The chicken and dumplings at Cracker Barrel are to die
elite.
For.
Oh,
yeah.
Elite.
Yeah.
If you could pull that, Katie, we'd appreciate it.
Hash brown casserole.
I'll see what I can do.
Aren't we sad? I'm so sorry.
No, we're fantastic. Katie, thank you. Congratulations. It's going to be a great event. Thanks for having us here today.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate you.
Katie Myers, Director of Marketing, Nashville Super Speedway. Again, NashvilleSuperspeedway.com for more information. Coming up next, Lance Guidry. He was the defensive coordinator last year at the University of Miami. He saw Cam Ward every day in practice. We will get his thoughts on the probably future Titans quarterback. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.